7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Uncle Grandfather.
Go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. Yes, hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And sitting right here, all flopped over in the kitty business pit, is of course our sergeant-at-arms. It's Peppa. Hi, Peppa Fluffy. Peppa can't even see me. She's got her face tucked in under my knee, shoved into the blanket, and she's trying to shred up my calves with her little kitty murder mittens. But no, you can't shred me because I have kitty armor. That's right, I got the kitty Banky armor draped over my legs for maximum cat protection. And here we are. So what are we doing? What are we doing, Tobe? What's happening? Well, it's raining where I live. I just heard the weather report just seconds ago, and they said we're going to get 6 millimeters of rain. Okay, that's great and all. That's not a lot of rain. We need more than that. It's been pretty damn dry here around where I live, so everybody's getting super happy about water. And that's good. I like water. My two favorite things to do with water are A, take baths, and B, drink tea. Oh, water. Water with leaf in it. Oh, it's so leafy. Oh, it's leafalicious. Oh, this tea is hot, though. It's hot, but it's delicious. What kind of tea are you drinking today, Tobe? Well, I'm drinking some Che Guanyin. Yeah. It's Iron Goddess Day. Hooray. So that's good. Working on my sinuses. I kind of have this funny low-level headache, but it's not from the air pressure, I don't think, although that might be contributing to it because this headache is right behind my eye and on the side of my head, and I think it's actually from sleeping because I've sort of had this headache off and on for the last 3 days. Real low-level kind of annoying, what is that thing in my head kind of happening, pain event, English speaking, now I am. So I have this weird funny little headache that is kind of like, what is wrong with my head? So I took some analgesics and I'm sure my headache will go away shortly. It's raining, so we're not going outside. It's actually pretty warm. It got very warm yesterday. It hit 16 degrees yesterday. It was crazy. Crazy, crazy warm. And it's still pretty warm. It's about 8 or 9 degrees. But it's raining. And it's just this sort of drizzly little rain. And the good news is that I slept fairly well. Although, I tried to go to bed, and the cat started being weird, making noise. You were making noise! And, then the wind started, so there was this weird, crazy wind last night. And that kept me awake for a while, but then I finally fell asleep. And I slept. And I slept. And I had some kind of dream about, well, basically it was sort of about sod or grass and I was standing on some kind of field, like a football field that might have been my old school, my old junior high school, but it might have been my friend's junior high school too, because in the dream I was sort of looking for this staircase What was I looking for the staircase for? I don't remember all of it, but I was kind of looking for... I thought I was at my junior high school, and I was looking for the staircase next to the football field, because I was like, we got to get off the sod or something. What the hell was I dreaming about? I don't know. And then I sort of realized, oh, this isn't my junior high school. This is Lewis and Clark. This is Brian. It's just... And then I woke up shortly after that. And I was going to try to go back to sleep because I could hear little rainy sounds. And I thought, oh, I might as well go back to sleep. Then I looked at the clock and I thought, oh, no, I actually have to get up because Dubious Goals Committee starts in 1 hour. And I thought to myself, well, what the hell am I going to talk about during Dubious Goals Committee today? I wanted to go outside. I wanted to go chase that bird around. I wanted to go find that bird. I wanted to get out the other big boy camera and go chase that bird around. Well, what bird are you talking about, Tobe? Well, listen to yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. There was a bird. We were looking for herons. Oh, Tobe, so did you find herons? No. We found a different bird. And so we're not doing bird stuff today. No matter how much I want to go chase birds around. No matter how much I want to chase birds, I don't even know if I can even tell you about this. No matter how much I want to chase birds around, I have to iron out my new theory. I'm working on a theory. Oh, Tobe, is this one of your deep science theories that's going to help the world and save everybody and blah, blah? No. No, this isn't any kind of theory like that. This is my new conspiracy-style theory. So I had this idea a couple nights ago. And this is just... this isn't going to make sense to much of anybody. This is... oh my god, how did I even think of this? Anyway. This is... And I don't even know how to put this together, because what I need is my friend Doug. I need to bounce this idea off Doug so we can iron this out, smooth it out, and set this up and try to get somebody to think, oh look, it's a conspiracy, blah blah blah, and see how long it takes before people are discussing it on the intellectual websites like 4chan and Reddit. But my theory is this. Freddie Mercury and Lord Lucan, the same person? Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, no, Tobe, that's impossible. That's impossible. Now, is it impossible? Okay, well, first of all, look at the time of Lord Lucan's disappearance. And then look at when Freddie Mercury starts being famous. You know, Freddie Mercury just popped out of nowhere. So, are they one and the same people? Did somebody get reincarnated? Now, a lot of people, a lot of my American listeners are thinking, what are you talking about? Who is Lord Lucan? I think I know who Freddie Mercury is. Well, this is where it gets... yeah. I'm not here to do history lessons. But, I don't know. If you're bored at some point in time, just look up pictures of Freddie Mercury and look at him side by side with pictures of Lord Lucan. There might be something there. There might not be. So that was something I've been thinking about. Do I want to turn that into some kind of crazy idea? It's already a pretty crazy idea, but do I need to take it any further? Maybe I do, maybe I don't. Because that sort of leads into the other idea that I've been thinking about. This has been going on for a couple of days now, maybe even a couple of weeks. You know, like 2 weeks I've been thinking about this. And I was thinking about fear. Fear as a survival tactic, fear as just human behavior, an indicator of human behavior, or just all kinds of stuff. Fear. People have fears. People live in fear. Humans have fear. That's a thing that happens. Okay, no problem. So if you start to think about what fears do people have, you know, people have rational fears, they have irrational fears, they have different kinds of fears. And I started thinking about two things that people are afraid of. And why isn't this a bigger trope in our society? One, people, or at least I should say some people are afraid of snakes. I have an aunt who is deathly afraid of snakes, and I feel bad for her because it's almost funny to me. Like, when she sees a snake, she freaks out, and I love snakes, I think they're awesome. And she freaks out, I kind of want to laugh. But on the other hand, I kind of just like, oh God, no, that's an irrational fear. Don't be afraid. Now, here's a person who's now having anxiety. Here's a person who is now having fear, having a bad human reaction over something that they shouldn't be afraid of. So now I feel bad for this person and I want to help them. So people have a fear of snakes, and there's sort of a human element to this, you know, the what's the word I'm looking for? Herpophobia goes back a long way. The fear of snakes is legendary in just human culture. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. That's all snake related. Look at the Bible, the origin of our species. The mythical origin of our species is based around a snake. It's the snake, the evil, bad snake that makes Adam and Eve eat the apple of knowledge and they get kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Yeah, well, those apples are pretty crappy anyway. Ever had a golden apple from the Garden of the Hesperides? Hey, have you ever had any of those Greek chaos apples? They're delicious. Callisti. So snakes. People are afraid of snakes. People are also afraid of ghosts. Another kind of irrational fear. Oh, there's something called ghosts, and these ghosts are scary, and they're the spirits of dead people who have come back to haunt us. Well, why would they do that? What would be the point of that? Well, maybe some dead people do have some issues and they need to do some communicating with the living, but ghosts, again, are so embedded in human culture that no matter where you go in the world, people have ghost stories. They understand the concept of ghost. They will tell you ghost stories and, you know, they'll be all fearful of ghosts.
I'm not a fool, Plissken.
Call me Snake.
S.D. Plissken. American, Lieutenant, Special Forces Unit Black Light. Two Purple Hearts, Leningrad and Siberia. Youngest man to be decorated by the President. He robbed the Federal Reserve Depository. Life sentence, New York Maximum Security Penitentiary. I'm ready to kick your ass out of the world, war hero.
She lives on the hill. She won't do it, but her sister will. When she boogie, she do the two snake boogie. Well, my boogie woogie, baby, boogie woogie all night long. Blow your top,
blow your top,
blow your top.
Beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Yeah. Oh, we haven't heard from the Beefmeister in a while. It's been a couple days, so I had to throw that in, even though that is sort of not what we're doing today. What are we doing today? Well, we got to get back to the topic at hand, which is, of course, reflected in the musical selections that we heard today. We heard, of course, Ghost Town by The Specials. And then we heard Tube Snake Boogie by ZZ Top. Because the point I'm trying to make is that snakes and ghosts are, they are very prominent in our culture. In American culture, in all cultures, and just the human condition is about snakes and ghosts. Just in America, just think about it. Everything we have is ghosts and snakes. All the entertainment, we have movies that are about ghosts and snakes. We got Ghostbusters. We got Ghost. We got, you can think of 100 ghost movies, okay? Then we got snake movies. We got Snakes on a Plane. We got movies with Snake Plissken. We got snakes. There's snakes and ghosts are everywhere. Snakes and ghosts are everywhere, and they make tons of movies about it, and there's songs about ghosts and snakes, and there's TV shows about ghosts and snakes, etc., etc., etc. What do you think? Peppa Pippa says, yes, it's all ghosts and snakes. Everywhere you look. So what's the point, Tub? Well, that means I have a question. I've got a question for all of humanity. If everybody's so obsessed with snakes and ghosts and snakes, we even have holidays about these things. We have Halloween, it's about ghosts. And we have St. Patrick's Day, which is about snakes, ostensibly, but somehow became about drinking alcohol, but regardless, ghosts and snakes. So, if ghosts and snakes are so prominent in our lives and in our cultures, and this is the big question I have. If all of humanity, if everybody on the planet is so concerned with ghosts and snakes, why isn't anybody worried about ghost snakes? Yeah, it's about it's about ghost snakes. If the two scariest things in the human mind are ghosts and snakes, you would have thought that by now somebody would have thought up ghost snakes, and that would be the new A number one terrorizing thing in human mind. The ghost snake. Oh my god, what does a ghost snake even look like? What do ghost snakes look like? Well, I have an idea about that too. We all know what ghosts look like. Ghosts are basically look like bedding. Ghosts look like sheets. Because for some reason, a sheet became the ghost uniform. That's one thing I would like to know the origin of, is how did that ever happen? How did it ever? And of course, I think this is probably only an American thing, because not everybody, sheets are only a relatively new invention, you know, in the human time span. You know, we didn't always sleep with sheets, okay? And there's some cultures that, you know, maybe they don't have sheets. Maybe they sleep under leaves or whatever, right? So somehow in America, at least, maybe Europe, maybe Canada and Mexico, I don't know. But where I live, we represent ghosts in as sheets. If you want to dress up as a ghost, if you want to pretend you are a ghost, what do? That's right, you drape a sheet over you. That's how we identify ghosts. Okay, so how do we identify ghost snakes? You know, if you put a snake under a sheet, you're not gonna see anything. It just is something wiggling under that sheet? Is that what? Is there something under there? You know, right? You're not gonna be able to see anything. So, what do ghost snakes wear instead of sheets? Well, I was kind of thinking like socks, like tube socks or something, right? It makes perfect sense. A sock is basically a sheet for a snake. So now I'm thinking, I want to see a horror movie where the protagonist is. I don't know, they come home or they wake up in the middle of the night or they do something and there's just these, like, socks floating around in the air. And the protagonist has to, of course, then scream, oh my God, ghost snakes! Ghost snakes, why aren't they a thing? I want ghost snakes so bad. And this is why I need to have a movie. This is why somebody has to say, hey, Tobe, you know, I've got a spare few million dollars and a bunch of really expensive cameras and equipment and videos and people who know how to do computer Adobe Magic Video. Let's make a movie about ghost snakes. And I will say yes. The Ghost Snake Movie, produced by the Dubious Goals Committee. Now think of how much more terrifying certain movies would have been with ghost snakes. Okay, now think of Snakes on a Plane. Everybody thought that was one big joke, but hey, if that would have been ghost snakes on a plane, oh hell yeah, people have been terrified. People have been talking about it like they're talking about Amityville Horror. Oh, the ghost snakes. Now imagine the movie Ghost with Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze was really called Ghost Snake. And Demi Moore's, she's trying to make some pottery and the ghost, and a big sock just sort of flops over on her shoulder. Ah, Ghost Snake, Whoopi Goldberg sent me the Ghost Snake. And now imagine Ghostbusters, which is now, of course, the movie Ghost Snake Busters. And the best part of it all is now you can scare little kids just by putting a sock on your hand, sneaking up behind them and goes, Ghost Snake! Do you have children? You need to go try this on them right now because you've been listening to the Dubious Ghost Snake Committee, a show that airs every damn day. We're running out of time. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.